Hey, little bro, playing some games. Yeah, cool. Hey, do you know when mom and dad are coming home? Right. Yeah, okay, that's what I thought. They just made it sound like it was gonna be a while. No, I didn't have anything I needed from them. I was just wondering. Hey, so you know my friend Gwen, the tall one with the black hair and the ear piercings and all of that. I don't know why I'm saying that. Of course, you know her. We've been friends for years, and well, you know, she's known you since you were tiny. And anyways, she and I have been going out to bars and clubs for a while, and well, since you know her family's loaded and all that, she's been covering for me with me promising to pay her back when I can. And well, thanks to some family stuff, she kind of needs the money back like yesterday, and I absolutely do not have the kind of cash right now. Oh, no, I'm not asking you for money. God knows you have even less than I do. No, I'm talking to you about it because, well, she's always thought that you were kind of cute, and you know, seeing as you've grown up now, she said that she Jesus. She said that she'd be willing to look the other way about the money if you sleep with her. So, yeah, that's it. I'm completely serious. Oh, come on, pretty please, pretty please for your favorite big sister. Bro, seriously, you won't even do this for me? Come on, little bro, why the fuck not? I've seen you check her out when we go to the pool, and believe me, so is she. You can't tell me that you don't think she's hot. Hell, even I'd hit that. Seriously, you're telling me that you're seeing someone already? My little brother has a girlfriend? Bullshit. Okay, well, how many dates have you been on? Fucking no! Hanging out at school is not a date. Playing video games is not a date. That's like normal ass friend stuff. She's a girl who is your friend, not your girlfriend, and not a valid excuse to not do this for me. I can't believe I actually expected you to be cool about this. Look, I don't think you understand. I know I made it sound like it's a choice between me paying her and you fucking her, but just to reiterate loud and clear to your dumbass, I don't have this money. Like, I really don't have any other option outside of this, and I can't believe you're being such a dick about it. I don't even understand your logic here. I mean, you get to help out your big sister and fuck her hot friend. What's your problem? Fine. I can't fucking believe you, but I guess if that's your decision, then I can't change your mind. I mean, she'll be coming by soon, anyways, and I'll just have to break the news to her then. Oh shit, speak of the devil. Door is open. I am upstairs. Last chance, little bro. Are you sure?
Hey, Nat, are you up here?
Yeah, I'm in his room.
Hey, did you guys get to?
Yes, he and I were talking, and we decided that we're going to go with Plan B.
Got it. Okay, well, yeah, that still works for me.
Hey, little bro, could you step outside for a second? Oh my God, yes, I know that we're in your room. I just think that this is a small favor to ask considering the circumstances. So, like, just go get her a glass of water or something, and we'll be done by the time you get back.
Grab it. Oh shit, grab it. Right there. Let it go. Don't let it go.
Hey, I'm sorry, little bro, but like I said, I don't have this money. You're the only option. Hey, no. Don't yell. Don't yell. Mom and dad aren't home, but we've still got neighbors. I'll just keep my hand here over your mouth so that we don't bother anybody. That's better. And if you would stop struggling. There we go.
I've got my half. Have you got yours?
Yeah, I think so. Please tell me that you brought something to tie him to the bed with.
So don't get
Jesus
mad.
fucking Christ, bitch. I told you that we'd probably have to rely on Plan
I'm
B.
sorry, okay? I guess I just wanted to believe our cute little boy would be so happy about the opportunity in front of him. What's the matter, little dude? I thought all the kids these days were after a big titty goth girlfriend.
They're not that big.
Hey, let's play a game called Natalie Shuts the Fuck Up and Holds Her Brother Down from Behind so I can get a good look at his face. That's better. Oh, look at our sweet little boy being held down by his big sister with his head against her tits and her hand on his mouth. And then there's me, sitting on your legs and making you just about completely unable to move. It didn't have to be this way, little dude. We could have done this without a struggle. Although I guess I can't really call you little dude anymore, huh? You're not the little kid you used to be. Look at you now, all grown up. I'm about to find out exactly how much more grown you are. Oh yeah, I can see that bulge in your pants. Maybe you can lie to yourself and say that you don't want this, but your body will always betray you. Let me get a look at that cock and see how much you're really enjoying this. Oh, you're really not a kid anymore. Look at that thing. Nah, you didn't tell me he was packing.
Why the fuck am I supposed to know what my brother's dick looks like?
Hey, I'm just saying, if I'd spent my teen years living with this guy, I definitely would have found out. I gotta say, kiddo, I was pretty bummed when I heard that you weren't interested, but after taking a look at how you really feel about me, I'm feeling a little better. Oh, unless maybe you're not reacting to me. Maybe this hard-on of yours is for her, huh? Is that it? Are you a little fucking pervert who gets turned on by his sister overpowering him and pressing his head to her titties, Did you get hard because of how your big sister is touching you?
Okay, Gwen, maybe back off a little bit.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Enough with the teasing, just get on with it.
No, I heard that bit. I just wanted to make sure I heard the first part right. Did I hear you go, oh?
What? No, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Oh, I fucking knew it. It's not just him. You're getting turned on by this. I guess I can't really blame you. Just looking at his cock is enough to make me horny. I don't think I'd care if it belonged to my little brother.
Wait, do you have a brother?
No, I just mean, like, hypothetically.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Well, she did ask me to get on with it, didn't she? Your big sister wants to enjoy the show. She wants to watch me ravish you. She wishes she could be where I am. And who knows, maybe she'll get a turn later. But for right now, she's just gonna sit there and hold her little brother down while I suck his cock right in front of her. And give it to Mommy. You like how that feels? I bet you never had a girl's mouth on your cock before. It's almost a shame that I'm your first. I am pretty good at this, you know? It wouldn't surprise me if this ruined other girls for you. In fact, I wouldn't blame you if after this you never wanted another girl to suck you off again. The good news is that you know just where to find me. Anytime that you want to feel this good again, you just let me know and I'll be there. Your cock feels so good in my mouth. I just can't wait to feel it inside me.
Oh, Jesus, this is so fucking hot. I am getting so goddamn turned on right now.
Don't worry, you'll get a turn. All right. I think it's time for me to take my clothes off. You finally get to see my tits in all their glory. I've seen you checking them out. You know, sometimes when I come over here, I don't wear a bra at all, so I can watch you trying to slyly oogle the sight of my nipple piercings through my tight tank top. Well, here they are. This is like a dream come true for you, isn't it? Is it everything you ever imagined? Just think, if you'd agreed to do this willingly, you could be touching them right now. You could be running your hands all over my body. Oh, I'd let you do anything you wanted to my breasts, my ass, my pussy. But since you're a silly little boy, your big sister has to hold those hands down. And that means that you don't get to touch me. She doesn't get to join the fun. And I have to do all of the touching myself. Let me slide these panties off. Look at that. See what you did to me? All of that's for you. Oh, you make me so fucking wet. But I don't think I'm wet enough to fuck you just yet. I think that cock of yours might just be too much for my tight little pussy to handle. I guess I can give you both a show. Oh. Oh. Oh, I'll just grab at my breasts like this while I finger myself. Oh, do you like watching me? Don't you wish it was your hands on my body right now? Your fingers flicking my clit and getting soaked by my juices. Oh, oh, you could put your hand on my throat like this and start to slowly choke me while you finger me. Oh, you'd get my tight pussy all nice and wet for your cock until you could just slide right in. Oh, there we go. Oh, I think I'm ready. How about you? Tell me if you're not ready for me to sit down on that cock of yours and ride you until I'm satisfied. Oh, I'm sorry. What were you trying to say? Well, since I don't hear a no, I'll take that to mean you're ready. Let me just ease it in. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Yeah, that's it. Oh, that's what mommy needs. Oh, fuck. Okay, Nat, I think that you've suffered enough. Oh, you can enjoy yourself a little, too. Why don't you sit on his face while I ride him? Oh, here, stuff my panties in his mouth while you get undressed. I can hold his arms down and fuck him at the same time. Oh, you look so good like that, honey. Do you like having my tits just inches away from your face? I bet that if you didn't have those panties in your mouth, you could reach out and touch one of them with your tongue. Oh, don't you wish that you could just taste the metal of my piercings against my nice, soft nipples? Well, you don't get to. No, you don't get to. Because you, silly boy, can't be trusted to know what's good for you and keep quiet. So now you're gonna get your sister's ass and pussy in your face until you learn how to behave. Nat, are you not taking it all off?
I mean, I don't see why I need to remove my top for this as long as my pants are off.
Boo! Show us your tits. Show us your tits.
All right, all right. Jesus.
Yes, that's much more like it. Now, are you ready for him?
I don't know. I mean, right now I'm so fucking horny I can hardly stand it. But at the same time, it just feels wrong, you know? Like, that's my little brother right there.
I think you crossed the threshold of wrong a little while ago. In fact, isn't it almost worse for you to help rape your little brother and not get anything out of it for yourself?
Oh, fuck it, you're right. Or maybe you're not. I don't care. I just need to get on that face. Ugh, get out of my way while I straddle it. Oh, look up at me, little girl. Look past my pussy. Look past my tits. Look into my eyes. Guess what? You're about to pay me back for every time you've ever gotten on my nerves. Oh, yeah, you're gonna thank me for being such a good sister all these years by eating my pussy until I decide I'm finished with you. I'm gonna take those panties out of your mouth and you're gonna fucking get to work. Hey, don't you even fucking think of calling out again. You think having your mouth free means you're free to yell? Oh, try it now. Can you try to hear you scream with my ass and pussy smothering your face? Oh, moan into me, little brother. Oh, that feels so weird, but so fucking good. Hey, what is it? What are you trying to say? Oh, you can't breathe with me sitting on your face like this, can you? Oh, too fucking bad, little bro. You should have thought of that before you decided to misbehave. Let me just grab your hair and grind that face into my crotch. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, yes. See? I don't need you to cooperate. I'm perfectly content to have you pass out beneath me while I get off all by myself. Oh, but since you're my brother and since, despite my better judgments, I do love you, I'm going to give you another chance. As soon as I feel that tongue going where I want it, I'll get back up. Oh, that's right. Gasp for the air. That's right. Gasp for the air I so generously gave you and show me your appreciation by making me cock with your mouth. Ah, there you go. Oh, you do know it's good for you. Oh, I hope that means you'll listen when I tell you that if you try to scream again, I'll sit right back down on your face and I won't get up until you pass out beneath me. Maybe then you'll stop giving us so much trouble. No, yes, keep doing that.
Oh, yes.
Oh, keep doing that, little brother. Oh. Oh, keep licking your big sister's cunt. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm getting close. Oh, I'm getting close. Oh, I want you to come in me. I want you to fucking come inside my pussy. Oh, you're gonna be a good boy and come for mommy, won't you? Oh, fuck yeah. I can feel her cock twitching inside me. Oh, you're about to come too, aren't you? Oh, not yet. Oh, no, you can't come yet. You don't get to come until I say so. Do you hear that? Because if you do, then you'll ruin my fun. And if you ruin my fun, then your sister's dead. Oh, won't be forgiven. And if Nat's dad isn't forgiven, then that means we get to do this all again later. Oh, yes. Yeah, yes, yes. Oh, I'm so close. Oh, I'm so close. Oh, fuck, I'm so close. Oh, I'm gonna go slower. Oh, I need to feel you all the way inside me.
Fuck, fuck, little brother.
Yes, just like that. Oh, I need to grind against you.
Hey, are you coming inside her already, little bro?
Oh, yeah.
Too busy moaning.
Oh, my God. Are you coming?
I'll sit back down and grind against you.
I can feel her cock shooting. Oh, oh God. God, I'm coming too. Oh God, pussy all right now, I'm feeling it. Oh, shoot inside me, send me over the edge. Oh, I'll go for it. Oh my God. Oh, that was so fucking good.
I'm still tingling. Phew.
Oh, better be careful, little guy. Now she knows what that mouth can do. I'd lock my door at night if I were you.
So, Gwen, are we good?
Well, I believe I said that he couldn't come before I did, and I also believe that he broke that rule because I didn't start to come until I felt him shoot his load inside me.
Are you fucking...
I'm not done. You and I are good for now, so don't worry, but I think that this guy and I now have a score to settle, and I need to know that I can rely on your help when I decide that we're going to settle it. I might even let you ride his dick if you promise to help me. I can tell you loved how wrong it felt to have him eat your pussy. How do you think you'll like riding him?
Okay, sure. I'll help you. You'd better stay on my good side, little bro. We're going to leave you here for now, and you're going to take some time to think about how you want to act around me from now on. Come on, Gwen. Put your clothes on.